What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
We are Cultivate.
We are Cultivate.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki. My name is Josh Shell, and with me is my good friend, John. What is up, John?
Hello, we are indeed good friends.
We are, because I can pronounce your last name.
Yes, you can.
I'm not going to do it now, but...
Don't do it. Don't ruin it. We're on a good roll,
buddy. We're on a good roll. So I'll skip past that to our guests this episode. Filling in for Sean is our good friend from Weird Distractions Podcast. Please welcome Alex. What is going on, Alex?
It's your girl, Alex.
You nailed it.
Now, quick question. Could you pronounce my last name?
I know how to say it, but I'm scared to say if it's going to be wrong or not. Can I try?
Of course. Always. Yeah.
Underbaki.
Yeah. You Ooh. Got it. First try.
There you go.
I was going to go more German, like Underbach.
Unterbach.
Well, we might as well keep the streak going, Josh. Who's from Germany?
Yes. Oh, my.
Man, we will not mention on the Friday episodes.
No. Mm-mm.
I refuse.
You did not see that coming, did you?
I did not see that coming. You are correct.
No. Don't count that, Gratchy. Don't count that.
No, don't count it. Okay.
Yeah. No counts. No counts.
So you may be wondering why we are posting on a Friday. Did we make a mistake? Or did you happen to miss your alarm a few days and it's actually Monday? They're all great questions.
We're all stuck in manifest.
First off, it is not Monday. We've actually found some awesome success with our Am I the Asshole segments on TikTok. Crazy day today, as yes. John can attest.
I cried a few times from tears of joy, but let's not get to that.
Mine was tears of nerves.
Pure anxiety.
Yeah.
Pure anxiety.
I've been an anxious ball of mess today. Just
Josh got spaghetti on his spaghetti already. Mom's spaghetti. Yeah. The whole day.
I had to change sweaters so many times.
This is my fifth sweater of the day.
So this amazing success has spawned some great discussion in our comments of that video and many of our other videos on TikTok. And it has brought in some amazing new listeners to the show. So we decided, why not give the people what they want? Starting this week, you can expect a 15-minute bonus episode every single Friday where we will be reading and responding to some Am I the Asshole posts from Reddit. We want this to be as collaborative as possible with our audience, so be sure to let us know your thoughts on each Am I the Asshole story on our TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, or Instagram. On top of that, if you have an Am I the Asshole you would like us to read, you can send it to us on redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter or Instagram. All of the links to our socials and our email will be in the show notes, so go check them out there. With all of that out of the way, I have to ask, Alex, John, are you ready for our first official Am I the Asshole episode?
I am the asshole.
I was just going to say, yeah, as a group of assholes, I think we're good.
We are a good judge of assholes.
Yes.
Can we just say, how come this is an observation that I've had? Every single time we have some sort of a new segment, Sean is never around for the first one.
That's true. Ever. And they're always successful.
The first guest we've had.
Yeah. Where is Sean at?
Sean.
Peek behind the curtains. Sean. This was a little last minute. So Sean couldn't actually make it tonight or any time this week. He's a busy boy.
For shame. Busy for boy. Shame.
He's probably busy, you know, using the Manscaped products we just received.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
Probably.
This episode's brought to you, by them. So listen later on for the ad. With all of that out of the way, we will jump into our first Am I the Asshole story.
I'm so excited.
All right. So starting off, am I the asshole for siding with my husband when my brother kicked him out of the engagement party?
This is going to be
a lot of testosterone involved, I guess.
Yeah. I feel jacked already.
So my brother, Jacob, and my husband, Connor, have been friends since college. I met Connor through Jacob. They were close and are always in agreement, but that changed once Jacob's fiance, Rachel, came around. Connor told me that Rachel used to be this fun girl that slept with nearly everyone in the group. Jacob met her at the new company and they began officially dating. I too was shocked when I heard, because Connor told me about her glorious college days. Jacob then announced his engagement to Rachel and invited us for the engagement party. Connor had talks with Jacob about if he was sure he wanted to settle down with her, and Jacob told him to drop it, and Connor did. Before we get into the rest of it, I'm going to say, I think it's pretty shitty to judge someone based off of how many people they've slept with.
It's right. Such bullshit. Like, who gives a crap? Like,
we're adults. Ugh. Who cares?
Exactly. Get yours.
Especially, they seem to be referring it as to her college days. What else did you do in college? You drank, had sex, and went to parties. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't study.
You're studying anatomy another way. That's what you're trying to do.
Exactly. That's how you figure it out. You get all your oats out, right? You just do what you gotta do.
You figure out what you want, and then you move on and become an adult. Usually.
Exactly.
And if you don't, that's okay too. You can sleep around. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But there is this underlying tone of slut shaming already, and I'm not about that so far.
Not about it.
Don't like it.
So she continues on. At the party, I was sitting next to Connor talking about random stuff. Suddenly, Rachel's phone starts ringing and she excused herself to answer. While she was getting up, Connor looked at her and Jacob and smirked and said, I'm telling you, you can't make a hoe a housewife.
Oh, that's fucked. What?
Rachel stormed off and Jacob unloaded on Connor, calling him an obnoxious asshole.
Yeah.
Connor just stared at Jacob and kept insulting him with names. I didn't want to get involved till Jacob tried to kick Connor out of the party. I said to Jacob that he was overreacting and should calm down, but he acted appalled that I defended Connor. But I told him that he at least wasn't lying. Jacob then proceeded to kick me out as well. My mom got involved and tried to calm us down, but Connor grabbed his keys and phone and told me to follow him. So they're leaving the party, basically. We felt terrible. Connor started crying in the car and called mom and said, well, Jacob was overreacting. Connor was out of line to say this in front of Rachel and make her cry on her engagement party. And I shouldn't have sided with him. She told me to reach out to Jacob to apologize, but I said he insulted my husband, who happens to be his best friend, then escalated by kicking him out. I refused to call Jacob and felt upset for being made to feel bad for siding with my husband, who's hurt because of what his best friend did to him. Am I the asshole?
Yes. Like, yes. You are. Like, okay, you might not like who your best friend is with, but to just slut shame them and to belittle them because they probably got more action than you did, small dick Connor. I don't vibe with that. And, you know, I understand wanting to side with your partner. Like, that's your best friend. That's your, as you know, Megan Fox would say, your twin flame.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make them any better of a person. They can still be a toxic asshole, right?
Oh, well, there's tons of toxic assholes with significant others. That doesn't...
Yeah.
So your point stands. That is very true. And I think you're bang on. What about you, John? What do you think?
You know, I think how messed up this whole situation is. Had it been the roles reversed and it's the guy who got a bunch of action,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, this guy is a fucking college legend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then because Rachel just happened to get as much action as she wanted to, because it's her prerogative. It's her choice.
Yeah.
It's her body. She can do what she wants to.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, like, you can't make a hoe or you can't make a housewife out of a quote unquote hoe. That's some bullshit. That's classic misogyny at its finest. And I hate it.
It's very toxic. And
very.
If she just looked at it from a different angle, say one of Connor's best friends said that about her before their wedding day, how would she feel? And
exactly.
Immediately you're like, oh yeah, that would be shitty. I'm in the wrong. And
yeah.
I will say this. She is less in the wrong than Connor. Connor's a dickhead.
Oh,
for saying
the
that.
Smallest dick energy I've ever heard of so far today.
the audacity yeah, to say that about your best friend's fiance. Mm-hmm. That, like, I've had best friends whose significant others I didn't like, but they were happy with them and I supported them through that. They never worked out, but you know what? Yeah. If it did, as long as they're happy, what does it matter what you think of that? Keep them to yourself.
And that ain't your relationship. As long as, you know, they're happy and they're content, if they're going to get married, they probably communicated each other's pastes. And even though, like, it doesn't matter, like, what was back then, it was back then.
Exactly.
You know, like, they made a conscious decision to be together, and the best friend just got to respect that. Like, I don't know, that guy's an asshole. Connor's a dick.
I also want to circle back to the fact that Connor called his mom crying.
I think it was her mom.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the mom was probably at the party, I assume. She got involved somehow. So I don't think it was his mom they called, but it was her mom, because brother, sister, right? So it'd be a family thing.
But the fact that she went on Reddit and was like, my mom said I was wrong, but strangers on the internet, please validate me. It's like, you know you're wrong, sis. Take an L. Work on your relation. Work on your own problems. Don't let you and your partner hyper-focus on somebody else. Worry about...
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, worry about the fact that your partner is lacking somewhere. And I think we all know where it is.
Yeah, take a look inside before you criticize outwardly.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I think we can all agree this person and their husband are assholes. I believe Jacob and Rachel. I wish them nothing but the best. And it's shitty that they had to deal with this with all their wedding stuff going on. I know Sean would be pissed if that happened at his wedding.
Exactly. not just asshole. They're gaping booty holes.
Yep.
Oh.
Stretched out. Everything.
Oh, God. I apologize to our new audience who isn't used to it.
And our 15 minutes of fame is over.
Next week, it'll be Alex, Sean, and I.
Damn.
Moving on to our next, am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for telling my wife she should get a nose job? Okay, John's face is not...
Yeah.
I don't know the context, but yes.
I'm going to say yes already.
As someone who knows the rest of the story, I'm going to hold judgment, but
okay.
I appreciate the enthusiasm. So he goes on to saying, I love my wife. We've been married for 3 years and there's nothing I would change about her except that she's really insecure about her nose and she gets aggressive over it when I try to comfort her. For as long as I remember, she has always hated her nose and mentions it every day. And when I would try to comfort her and tell her it's beautiful and she doesn't have to change anything, she would get aggressive and yell that I'm a liar. 2 weeks ago, she got a raise at her job, and today she suggested the idea of getting a nose job. I said that if she's that insecure about it to the point that it's affecting her mental health, then she should get it done. She got extremely upset over this and said I should have said no to the idea. She left the house to go to her mother's, and I haven't been in touch with her since. Am I the asshole?
I take it back. No.
Yeah. It sounds as if, and this is just pure speculation, it sounds as if it's not really the nose that's the problem. It could be. Ooh. It could be a self-conscious thing. But the fact that he's trying to give her support left, right, like it sounds as if he's trying to help her any way possible. By saying, no, you're beautiful, you don't need it to. Okay, if it's going to affect, like, if it's affecting your mental well-being that bad, then go for it. No matter what he says is wrong. So that makes me think it's not the nose.
Okay.
It's something else.
Some deeper underlying issue.
Yeah, to me, it sounds like it's something deeper. And this is, like, once again, pure speculation. But it's just odd that he keeps trying to help and she's just not happy. But I guess on the other hand, too, it's weird that it's just the nose. Like, you got to wonder if it's other stuff, too, right? Like,
right.
You know, is he asking her, do you want tomato on your sandwich? And she's, like, screaming at him, like, you know I hate tomato. You know what I mean?
Are
like,
you calling me a tomato?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a toughie.
Initially, I was going to say yes. That kind of sounds weird that you're trying to tell your wife to change. But, yeah, I mean, just in a context given by the original poster alone, it seemed like he was trying to support her in a way that it's like, hey, I think you're fine the way you are, but if you're unhappy about it, by all means go. It's just like someone say like, oh, I really want this bag, but I shouldn't get it, but I should. But you're just like, man, just treat yourself. I think homeboy was just trying to tell his wife, hey, if it makes you happy, treat yourself. But
I agree. I think he could have done it better, perhaps.
True.
Like to say if she's that insecure about it to the point that it's affecting her mental health, maybe phrase it in a way that it sounds less, it comes across as a bit aggressive. He should have said maybe like, if it's really what you want, I'll support you. And if that's something you really want to do, we can absolutely look into it. Make it like a team thing instead of if this will fix your mental health, you have to do it kind of thing. That's the vibe I got. Not saying he's the asshole, just saying that he could have maybe approached it a bit better.
And right.
I'm not saying she's the asshole either, because I think she maybe just has, well, unless it is something underlying, then maybe she's the asshole for not addressing it. But
it's hard to say, right? And you're right with the wording too. It sounds as if maybe the way he said it made it sound to her that it's a problem, and that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, if you're that insecure about it, it's like, well, no shit, Sherlock. She keeps saying she wants a new nose every day. Like,
she's clearly maybe insecure about it.
Yeah, that's a toughie. That it could go either way.
It is tough, but Josh, I think you hit that point right on the nose.
Yeah.
Oh no! I was wondering.
Oh, so final verdict. I'm going to say no one's the asshole. I just feel it's a case of perhaps insecurity that was handled poorly. I think he was trying to come at it from good intentions and maybe just missed the mark a bit. And then she should have maybe been a bit more understanding that he's trying to help me and I should try and see that. So I feel there's some sort of middle ground.
No asshole, close booty.
Yep.
It's closed.
Close booty. Okay.
Close booty.
Support for Reddit on Wiki is brought to you by Manscaped, who is best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls, 4 million men, 2 balls each. The math adds up, I think, right?
Sounds about right.
So you guys might not know this about me, but I used to be kind of an animal when it came to grooming my boys. I would use one of those shitty throwaway razors, which would cause razor burns, and I was always one unfortunate swipe away from losing my manhood. But thankfully, with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, I now don't have to worry about the nicks and razor burns or losing my sensitive bits, which is my main concern, if I'm being honest.
It's a big concern to have.
The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop preserver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. John, please tell the Wikimaniacs about the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
I sure can, but just want to let you know that crop preserver, that ball deodorant, man, that thing is a game changer.
It smells so good too.
It does. This trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accident thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight that you need a more precise shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor.
That sounds way better than the pair of scissors I use to trim my ball hair.
Oh my God, you caveman.
So not only do you get the Lawnmower 4.0, you get some other stuff as well. You thought that was good, but you want to take your grooming game even further to the next level? The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproofed and provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas. Your balls will be thankful.
On top of all of that, Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers, which are incredibly comfortable, by the way.
Very nice.
It also comes with the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code Reddit at checkout. That's R-E-D-D-I-T at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for supporting the show.
This post comes from user Cheap Apartment Tea, and I read this username for a reason. So,
who
am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend that he can't date younger and then get upset about my budget apartment? It's weirdly worded.
Come again?
What part don't you understand?
The beginning, the middle, and the end.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend that he can't date younger and get upset about my budget apartment?
So is she the younger?
She's the younger one.
Okay.
Yes. And we'll get to the age difference.
Okay.
So I'll hop into it. Maybe it'll clear some things up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I too was hopefully a little confused reading the title, but it's okay. So recently I got together with a guy from my hobby. He asked me out first and I had some doubts we'd work together as a couple because of the age difference. He's 35 and I'm 22. Now, I mean, not a crazy age difference when you're adults.
No, consenting adults, yeah.
Yes. As long as there's consent involved, yes.
Yeah. It seems to be. They did it a hobby together, it seems. So they met in a mutual area. So
ice fishing, probably.
That's ice what fishing,
I think
yeah.
A lot of people do, I guess. I don't know.
Cat fishing, I think.
Yeah. As soon as you said hobby, I'm like, nice fishing. That makes sense. Yeah.
That was your first hobby.
I don't know.
We don't do yoga. We go fishing.
Yeah, we go fishing in the dead of winter.
Oh, God. So in my apartment, since it's an old house that was originally a single family, there isn't much soundproofing and the floors creak when people move. I've gotten used to the sound of the guy upstairs getting up at 4 a.m. since he works at 5. And the sound of girls in the apartment to either side of mine watching telenovas till midnight, taking work calls all day and having friends over on weekend nights. I know when I play music or have friends over, some of the sound leaks through the walls, so I never get upset about hearing my neighbors because it goes both ways. That's a fair assessment. Very mature for a 22-year-old.
Extremely.
When my boyfriend started coming over more often, he had complaints about the neighbors, which put me in an awkward place. He wanted me to go speak to them or have me text them, and I said no. For example, one of the earlier times he stayed over, we went to bed around 10. He wanted me to ask my neighbor to turn down her TV. I said she didn't have it that loud and she turns it off at midnight anyway. Then, at 4 a.m., he got very irritated with my upstairs neighbor getting up and cooking breakfast. I said that he would be done by 5 because that's when his shift starts. And then at 7 a.m., he was still trying to sleep in and the neighbor on the other side had some work calls that he said he couldn't sleep through. I offered him earplugs and he said he couldn't sleep with them in either. He wanted me to ask her to quiet down. He had similar comments every time he heard someone else in the building just living their life, especially if it was when he was in bed. I got frustrated with him and told him, you know, you can't expect to date a quote-unquote hot, young 22-year-old and not want to deal with 22-year-old living situations. I don't know if you realize, but this is a normal apartment for someone my age. Hell, my neighbors are pretty great. Nobody's throwing loud parties on work nights. Nobody's having screaming fights. Nobody's having babies. End quote. And then she says the young hot part was a sarcastic air quotes because those are his words, apparently, not hers.
Do you, sis?
Yeah, take that. Run with it.
Yeah, run with it, girl. You go. Girl boss.
Yeah, girl boss.
So he got irritated and asked why I was bringing age into it. And I said it's because he can't both want someone so young and also want someone with house kind of money. And he was being so out of touch with how normal people in their 20s live, hence 30s almost now.
Yeah, like what, he's 35? So he's like pushing 40.
Yeah, he is getting close. He got really irritated with me bringing age into it and even more annoyed when I responded to his neighbor complaint in the future with okay, boomer, or telling him that he wanted to, or tell him that if he wanted to have a rich person apartment, he could pay for it. Am I the asshole for what I said to my boyfriend?
Absolutely fucking not.
Absolutely not. I love this girl. If she's listening, send us your information. I just want to hug you and tell you you are amazing.
First of all, let me ask you a question, girl. Where the hell did y'all meet? Like the complaining conference? Because goddamn, this dude complains so much. And you're right. You know, a lot of 20s, especially in today's market, it is so difficult to find a good place. With relatively cheap cost of living.
Yeah.
And you expect it to have like the bells and whistles of someone who would have a penthouse somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the fact that this girl has a mutual understanding with all her neighbors that, you know, like she knows where the shift is. They know kind of what how they are like when it's like they're watching TV or getting ready for work.
Right.
It seems like homeboy just complains too damn much. And why can't he, why can't they stay at his place?
That was my question. I was like, where the fuck's his digs? Like, where does he live? Does he have a house? Why? To me, he's just being a party pooper. He's just pooping all over this party. And I don't think she's an asshole for A, calling him a boomer because, okay, boomer. And secondly, because if he doesn't like it, then get the fuck out. Period. Like, end of discussion. Like, if you can't handle it, then why don't we go to your house? Or why don't we just figure out a way? Or eventually he should be able to be like, get accustomed to the sounds, right? Like, the longer you stay in a place, the longer you get accustomed to the sounds around you. So you eventually fall asleep. It just sounds like he's a party pooper.
Complainer.
Yeah. You know,
as someone who's in their 30s with my knees aching, my back hurting every single damn day, I get it. Devil's advocate, loud noises, it do piss me off. But, you know, you got to come up with a middle ground with someone here. And you know, you understand person's living arrangement already. Why don't you buy fucking AirPods that has noise cancellation?
True.
Why don't you get an earplug and plug it up your ugly ass ears? Like, bro, just chillax. Smoke some weed, do something.
Yes, or like pound some melatonin.
True.
Like,
Or you two pound it out till you fall asleep or some shit. I don't know.
Pound something, my man.
They are a Christian couple, okay?
I mean, you got a 22-year-old and you 35, my guy, and you pulling that and you ain't pounding that way? Shit, you tripping.
Tripping, absolutely. Trippin'. It's just, it sounds like he's one of those people that is just never happy and that will nitpick every little thing. But I wonder if he's also doing it to make himself feel better. Be like, oh, well, back at my place, it's so quiet and I don't have to worry about neighbors. It's, you know, I could just hear it. I bet you his name's
Steve or some shit.
Yeah, Steve or Nick or Kevin.
But no, continue. Keep naming white guys' names.
Joshua.
Sean with an SH.
Yeah, there
and
you
W.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, you, isn't it?
Oh, that's even worse. That's
Yeah.
They might snowboard or like a ginger or some shit. I don't know.
Michael.
Oh, God.
Richard, but goes by Dick. Ugh.
Chad.
Calling out so many people in our audience right now. They're like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah. My boyfriend's name is Michael, and he's a great guy. He would never.
I will say, okay, I also agree he is an asshole and she is not the asshole. As someone who has issues with neighbors, as it's well documented, I hate when it's like after 11, you know, that's quiet hours. Come on. And I get it, but I would never go into someone's house and demand that they tell their neighbors to keep it down. You know what I mean? That's another level of audacity. That's like these
entitlement.
This is how these people live. They're happy. They seem to have no issues with each other. Why start stirring shit up with someone that you just started dating? Like that is just a recipe for getting yourself dumped very quickly.
Yeah. To quote the famous RuPaul, if them bitches ain't paying your rent, pay them bitches no mind.
That is an excellent point. You don't pay anything in this place. You have zero say. If you don't want to deal with this, either you take her to your place, which is apparently so much better, and then you give her that 30-year-old money, you know?
Yeah, no, that 35-year-old money.
35-year-old
money. Sorry, John.
Get that boomer money. But the audacity, the entitlement.
Yeah.
The fuckery of it all. I feel bad for this girl because she's probably like it's got to be such an awkward situation to be in when have a guest over and they're complaining about your space. It's like, well, shit, I can't do anything about it. You want me to move out tomorrow with what money in this economy?
Exactly. It's like my employer keeps me under minimum wage. What do you want?
Yeah.
Like that's very true. So I think we could all agree she's not the asshole.
Nope.
He is definitely the asshole. And the neighbors just live in their lives.
Neighbors are chill.
They seem to be all chill with each other. So, you know.
Homeboy is just suffering from back pains, knee aches, and receding hairline.
Oh, I was going to say main character syndrome.
Main character, He thinks he's the main character and needs to be treated as such at all times.
Yeah, and everyone's just a background character.
Yeah. You're an NPC, my guy.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, and on that note, that is it for this episode. What did you guys think? Were these people assholes or were they in the right? Let us know in the comments or on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. If you really like this new format and want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on. Thank you, Wikimaniacs, for an amazing week. We are so humbled to have so many new listeners joining us, and we can't thank you enough for the support, and we hope to keep making great content for you guys moving forward.
It has been insane, but we do like to say thank you to Alex for joining us. She is part of our amazing Cultivate Network family. And Alex, would you like to tell the Wikimaniacs where they can find Weird Distractions?
Oh, if you just Google it. Like, I don't... I think that's the easiest. Just Google Weird Distractions podcast. We're the only ones that should come up if someone else is capping our name.
And if you're on TikTok, too, make sure you follow Alex at Weird Distractions. She has a lot of amazing content as well. Aww, if you enjoy ours.
It's kind of cringy, but you know what? That's
Hey, cringy gets the clicks.
Do you listen to our podcast?
Yeah. The cringiest one. You know how many... booty hole references, yeah. Dick references we're making.
I love
you don't
it.
Think we're cringy?
We did a whole goddamn episode on holes.
I know. I have to listen. I have to listen. Okay. That's my plan for tonight is to listen.
So go check out Weird Distractions podcast. All the links to her show will be in the show notes. So definitely check her out. And with that, we will say thank you again. And we will see you Monday.
Monday.
Peace.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.